Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Please open up to First Peter.
请我们打开彼得前书。
We'll read from chapter 1.
我们读第一章。
Verses 17 through 19.
第十七到第十九节。
And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your sojourning here in fear, knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things, like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
你们既承那不偏待人按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所流传虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
Let's have another word of prayer.
来，我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we're so grateful that we can come before you this day and remember you at your table.
主，我们今天能够来到你的面前，在你的桌子面前来纪念你，主，实在都是你对我们的恩典。
What a privilege to honor you in this way, to remember you.
我们能够这样来纪念你，主啊，实在是你给我们的特权。
And now as we open up your word, we pray that your spirit would speak to our hearts.
当我们一同打开你话的时候，愿你的灵对我们的心说话。
We ask that you would reveal yourself to us this hour.
我们求你这个时候将你自己启示给我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
It's a joy for me to be with you all again today.
能够再次跟大家来到一起，非常的喜乐。
What I'd like to do is share along the theme of redeeming the time.
今天我所要分享的主题就是赎回光阴。
I think many of you attend the Harvey Cedars Conference in October each year.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹每年的十月份都会参加在 Harvey Cedars 的特会。
And if you're attending this coming year, you know that the theme is redeeming the time.
如果今年你也参加的话，你知道主题就是赎回光阴。
So I've been considering that theme in preparation for the conference, and I think the Lord has given me a word to share with the saints today.
那么我在思想今天题目的时候，我心里面就有这样赎回光阴这个主题，这也是今天我想要分享的。
Often when we think of this word redeeming the time, we think of Paul and his letters and epistles.
我们想这个赎回光阴这个主题的时候，让我们常常想起保罗的书信里面讲到的这个题目。
But we also see in the same heart for the imminent of the Lord return here in 1 Peter.
同样的，在彼得前书里面，我们也看到神的这些渔民，他们也在等候主回来的时候，也有这样一个主题。
By the time Peter writes these letters, he's walked with the Lord for many years.
当彼得写这份书信的时候，他跟随主已经很多年了。
In fact, if you go to 1 Peter chapter 4,
如果我们翻到彼得前书第四章
and read verse 7, you see that he saw that the end of all things was at hand.
在第七节的时候，他就说万物的结局近了。
It says in 1 Peter 4, 7, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers.
彼得前书四章第七节，万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
And certainly we know also in 2 Peter,
同样在彼得后书
which if you could consider it such, it would be more like the last will and testament of Peter, his last letter.
我们可以说彼得后书就是彼得在离世之前所写的最后的书信。
He encouraged the saints in chapter 3.
在第三章他同样他鼓励弟兄说
In verse 8 he said, But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
He had this heart that the Lord was returning.
他有这样一个心，知道主要回来了。
And it shaped the way that he lived and served.
这就改变了他生活和服事的方式。
And before we go through and break down the verses that I originally shared, let me just give a little background for the churches that he's speaking to.
在我们一节一节来看我今天要分享经文之前呢，我先给大家一些背景。
Whereas with many letters in the New Testament, it's written to a specific church.
圣经当中有很多书信呢是写给某些特定的教会的。
Peter writes a general letter here to several churches across an entire region.
而彼得这封书信呢，则是写给那一个地区的许多教会。
And the word that was shared with them is also applicable to us today.
今天这些话对我们仍然实用。
I could say the main points that I'll share today.
今天我要分享的主题。
I'll talk about redeeming the time.
赎回光阴。
Walking in fear.
存着敬畏的心而行
and what it means to go on a sojourn.
以及呢做寄居的是什么意义
So I'll start with a little story about myself.
我先讲一个我自己的小故事
I've always had a thing about time.
我总是讲时间这个主题
Since I'm in first grade,
我从一年级开始
I remember the report cards that would be written for my parents.
我常常想到呢，我父母会收到的成绩单。
I got good grades.
上面有我的成绩。
But the thing that would be a comment on every report card.
每一个成绩单上有一件事是相同的。
Was that Raymond rushes through his work?
就是讲到我呢，每次都是在赶作业。
I always had this urge to finish things quickly.
我总是很急迫的要赶快完成。
I think that's translated into my life as I've grown into an adult.
但我在我成长的过程中呢，也一直是这样。
I always consider things like efficiency.
我总是呢考虑效率这件事。
Always try to multitask.
我试图呢同时做多件事情。
Even with respect to timing and events, I have a way about things.
即使呢要发生的事情，对于要发生的事情，我也是如此。
If you're early, you're on time.
如果你早一点出门，你就会。如果你早一点开始，你就会啊，你就会准时。
If you're on time, you're late.
如果呢，你要想恰恰的刚刚好赶上的话，你就会晚。
And if you're late, you're in big trouble.
如果你晚的话，你就有很大的麻烦。
So I've always thought about this matter of time.
所以我常常想时间这件事。
And it's so easy for us to define our lives based on different things that are happening in this schedule.
那么我们如何安排时间对我们的生活都会有很大的影响。
When we see this word in Peter about conducting ourselves throughout the time of our sojourning here in fear, it speaks of more than just time management.
当我们看彼得讲到说我们在这个世上如何来度过我们时间的时候，其实它的意义已经超过了我们如何来安排时间。
Certainly, redeemed time is not just better time usage.
赎回光阴不单单是讲到我们要把时间安排得更好。
For we could all make a better schedule that we fit more things in for the Lord.
当然呢，为了主的缘故，我们可以把时间安排得更好，使我们可以安排更多的事情。
But just making a better schedule is not the heart of it.
但是呢，有安排出一个更好的时间表，并不是这个主题的中心。
Another way that we can think about it is.Just give priority to the Lord's things.
那么另外一件我们想到的事情呢，就是呢，这些我们为主做事的时候，我们可以找出一个更好的优先次序。
Of course, priorities are important.
这优先次序当然很重要。
The Lord should be first in all things.
在各样的事上，主应该是首先的。
But just trying to fit the Lord into our schedule is not redeemed time either.
但是呢，把主放在我们的时间表里面，并不表示就是赎回光阴。
Another thing that is not redeemed time.
还有一件呢，不算是赎回光阴的事情来是。
Maybe some young people have heard of this acronym, YOLO.
那么一些年轻的人可能会听到这样一个缩写的说法，就是 YOLO.
The acronym is YOLO.
这个缩写就是 YOLO.
Which means you only live once.
就是你只活一次。
And because you only live once, just make the most of your time.
因为你只能活一次，所以你要好好的利用时间。
I guess the old way of saying it would be in Latin, carpe diem.
那么过去呢？过去的说法用拉丁语说的话就是
seize the day.
就是呢，要及时行乐。
I'll do as much as I can this day, make it useful.
我尽可能呢，把我的时间都用上。
And all this speaks to me is that it's all about our own striving.
那么所以这些对我来讲都是自己的努力。
Making better schedules, having better time management feeds right into our souls.
有一个更好的时间表，把时间安排得更好，能够使我们这个人得到满足。
But we know that we're according to walk, according to the Spirit.
但是我们知道我们是要按照圣灵来行事。
So things about time management is not about just how we can arrange things better.
所以呢安排好时间不单单是说我们把各样的时间让它能够按部就班。
I think a better way to put it is to say that redeem time is just that, redeem time.
一个更好的说法让我们可以思想的乃是赎回光阴。
It's exchange time.
是交换时间。
In other words, it's no longer my time and my schedule.
而不再是我的时间、我的时间、我的安排。
But his time on his schedule.
而是呢，按照他的计划、他的时间。
This word redeemed, as we consider it with respect to time.
当赎回这个词，当我们把它和时间联系起来的时候。
It's the same word in Greek that's used for our redemption, that Christ redeemed us.
在希腊文里面呢，和耶稣赎回我们是同一个赎回。
And we know that our life in the Lord is an exchange life.
我们知道我们主耶稣的生命是一个交，我们是一个交换的生命。
He died that we may live.
他死，我们才活。
A substitution for our sin, he covered it.
是呢，他代替了我们的罪，他遮盖了我们的罪。
Paul makes it very clear when he talks in 1 Corinthians.
在哥林多前书，保罗讲得很清楚。
And he says we were bought with a price; we're no longer our own.
所以，因为我们是重价所赎的，所以我们不再属于自己。
And if we're no longer our own,
如果我们不再为自己而活
，it's no longer our time.
所以也就不再是我们自己的时间。
It's his time.
是他的时间。
And this redeeming word is a word of transaction.
这个赎回这个词其实呢就是一个交换。
It's a giving of our own plans.
就是把我们的计划交出去。
In exchange for his plan.
换回他的计划。
We all speak of wanting to know what God's will is.
我们都知道神的旨意。
When we submit to his plan and his timing, then we are able to follow after his will.
当我们把自己交给他的计划他的时间的时候我们才能够来跟随他。
This would be oversimplifying it, but I'll still say it.
这可能呢太过简化但是我还是这样说。
Redeeming something is like giving a token and you get a prize.
赎回一件事情呢就好像是用代币去兑换奖品。
For us, it's so much more than that.
对我们来讲当然比这更多。
He gave his very life for us to have eternal life.
他把他自己的生命给我们使我们可以得到永生。
So shouldn't our time be his time?
我们的生活我们的时间难道不是他的时间吗
?So if we think about redeemed time as an exchange time, it should shape our perspective on this topic.
当我们知道赎回光阴乃是一个交换的光阴的时候这要改变我们的思想。
And if the redeemed and exchanged time is what we should be following after, it should also be an intentional time.
那么这样一个赎回的光阴，这样一个交换的光阴，就成为我们来跟随他的光阴。
Let me, I'm going to try to use a visual aid to explain this.
让我用呢这样一个可以看得见的方式向你们解释。
So I have here what's called the time chart history of the world.
那我这里有的呢乃是一个世界历史的时间图表。
I believe it was originally printed in the 1800s.
我相信呢最初呢是18世纪所印刷的。
This is not an original copy.
这个呢已经不是原版。
It's been reprinted many times since then.
那在这个之后呢已经重印了许多次。
But as I was reading through it recently,
那最近当我再读一遍的时候
something really struck me about our Lord's life.
让我非常受到感动的是让我想到我们主的生命。
But not just about his life, but specifically about his public ministry.
不单单是他的生活特别是讲到他公开的服事。
So I want to ask a couple of brothers to come up and help me for it.
所以我需要几个弟兄上来帮助我。
I know him and he's up here in the front. Come on up, Paul. So I'm going to unfold this.
我打开。
Very gently.
慢慢的打开。这是呢，关于人类历史六千年的时间轴。这讲到呢，从亚当一直到奥巴马的人类的各个时期。那讲到了许多许多许多的细节。讲到各种各样的文化，从犹太的文化到 Jewish culture， 啊，罗马的文化，一直到啊中华的文化。那么早期的时候的人的年岁都可以活到几百岁。
Out of this whole long 6,000 year history,
在这六千年的历史当中
we find Jesus,
我们看到有主耶稣
right here,
在那个位置
and if you were to really look at,
如果你仔细看的话
the small amount of time that he served here,
他服侍的年代
you'd think that it's so odd for the amount of time of history that this only 3.5 years that we're talking about.
跟人类六千年历史相比，他只服侍了三年半，这是非常非常奇怪。
But yet in these 3.5 years,
在这三年半当中
the entire world.
他服侍了整个世界。
We'll fold it later. We know that as it talks about in Galatians that Jesus came in the fullness of time.
我们知道呢，在加拉太书，他说当时候满足的时候，耶稣来到世上。
God sent forth His Son in the exact right time in history.
神呢，在人类历史的那一个时刻，把他的儿子差遣到世界上来。
But He wasn't immediately moved into public ministry.
但是他没有马上开始他公开的服事。
He lived. A life for about 30 years in private.
他呢，在他过了三十年隐藏的生活。
And only about three and a half years that he was in public ministry.
他的公开的服事只有三年半的时间。
It was a completely intentional time.
那一段时间是神特别预备的。
Not one moment was wasted.
没有一刻是浪费掉的。
Jesus is the centerpiece of civilization.
在人类文化当中，主耶稣是文明的中心。
And he only ministered on this earth for 3.5 years.
但是他在这个地球上只服侍了三年半。
We know what it says at the end of the Gospel of John.
我们知道在约翰福音最终。
We should turn there.
我们翻，让我们打开约翰福音。
The last verse in the Gospel of John.
约翰福音最后一节。
And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen.
耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一都写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下。
Someday when we meet him in heaven, we'll find out all of the things that he did when he was on this earth.
有一天在天上，当我们遇见主的时候，我们就会知道他在这个世上所做的一切的事。
And as our high priest can, it's an innumerable amount of ways that he's ministered to us.
我们天上的大祭司，他用他各种的方式来服侍我们。
Always purposeful, always intentional.
总是有意义的，有目的的。
We know in Luke when it says that Jesus set his face towards Jerusalem.
我们知道在路加福音里面讲到，当主耶稣面向耶路撒冷的时候。
He knew what his purpose was when he came to this world.
他知道他来到这个世界的目的。
And he did everything along those lines.
他都是按照这个目的去行。
Even when Peter said that he couldn't believe what he was doing.
甚至当彼得说他不能相信主所做的时候，
he was undeterred. He didn't change.
主也没有改变。
In my work life,
在我工作里面,
I think I shared with you before that I'm a prosecutor.
我记得我跟大家分享过我是一个检察官。
And as a prosecutor, you have to prove that people commit crimes.
作为检察官，你的责任就是要证明你所起诉的人有罪。
Every crime has a mental state that's associated with it.
每一个罪犯他的心里面都有一种状态。
Not only do you do something, but you have to think about what you're doing.
你不单单要做，而且呢，你心里面要想。
An action and a mental state.
你所做的和你心里面所想的。
And the general different mental states are intentional.
那么通常呢有这样的状态，一种呢是特意的。
Reckless.
或者呢你或者你是随意的。
Negligent.
或者是无意的。
Or accidental.
或者呢意外。
Now we know we should not live an accidental life.
我们知道我们不应当活一种意外的生活。
We don't just wait and just sit around and somehow we believe that that's serving the Lord.
我们当然呢不能就是坐在那里，然后呢就像我们就这样无意的服侍了主。
Even when we read His Word, we shouldn't just flip through and say, "Okay, I'm going to read right here."
那么读他的话的时候，我们也不能翻到一个地方说我就读到这一节。
We can even pray about what we should be reading on a daily basis.
我们要祷告，我们要每天读经。
And we shouldn't be negligent.
我们也不应当是一个忽略的人。
As believers, let me just step back. To be negligent means you know what you should do and you don't do it.
那忽略的意思呢，就是知道你应当做，但是你却没有做。
We as believers know that we should be redeeming the time.
我们这些信徒，我们知道我们要赎回光阴。
And of course we shouldn't be reckless.
当然呢，我们也不应当随意。
Sometimes it's so sad to see when life is lived where one was a believer and then they walk and they wander away.
当我们看到有一些信徒，他们偏离了正路，他们在流荡的时候，我们的心非常的哀痛。
I think of the prodigal son.
就像那个浪子一样。
But thank the Lord that He always welcomes us back with His mercy.
但是呢，感谢主，他的因着他的怜悯。
Welcomes us back.
因着他的怜悯，他总是欢迎我们回家。
But we know that we are supposed to live intentional lives.
我们知道呢，我们的生活要有目的。
Use time intentionally for the Lord.
我们用我们有意识的用我们的时间来服侍主。
It also makes me think about Moses as he wrote Psalm 90.
让我想起摩西所写的诗篇第90篇。
We know Moses, his life was broken really into three parts.
我们知道摩西的生活分为三个阶段。
40 years he lived Egypt.
40年代埃及。
40 years he lived in the kind of in the desert. He lived as a shepherd.
40年在旷野做牧羊的。
And 40 years he wandered and brought the people of Israel to the promised land.
还有40年他带着以色列人在旷野流荡。
When he finally saw the Lord for really who he was intentional with his time.
当他真正的开始认他，当他真正遇见主之后，他的生活就是有目的的。
And knowing that he must have looked back in his life when he wrote Psalm 90, and he said, "If I had to give an encouragement, I would say this."
当摩西他回顾他的生活，在写诗篇第90篇的时候
，Psalm 90 verse 12，
诗篇第90篇第12节。
So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
教我们数算自己的日子，使我们得着智慧的心。
So if our time is redeemed, exchanged, intentional time.
如果我们的时间是被赎回的，是被交换的，是有意识的。
How is it that we walk?
那么我们当如何行事为人？
Peter says. We had this sojourn in fear.
那彼得乃是说我们要存敬畏的心过寄居的日子。
If we were bought at such a price, shouldn't it be that we walk in fear?
如果我们是用这样重价所买赎回来的，我们难道不应当存着敬畏的心吗？
What does this word fear mean?
敬畏是什么意思呢？
It's not a scary thing.
不是说让人惧怕。
Not like a fear that someone's hiding in your closet.
不是呢，有人躲在衣橱里面来吓唬你。
Or fear like a scary movie. I don't like those.
或者呢，去看恐怖电影。
There's a different fear that Peter talks about here.
保罗在这里讲的敬畏是另外一回事。
He mentions it twice there in First Peter.
在彼得前书他讲到两次。
It's there in chapter 1, verse 17 that we read.
我们读过的一章第十七节。
It's also found in chapter 2,
在第二章
verse 17.
第十七节也有。
He says, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king.
二章十七节，务要敬重众人，亲爱教中的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。
Makes it very simple in the way that we should spend our time.
告诉我们说，非常简单的告诉我们应当如何，让我们当如何度日。
Paul puts it in another way.
保罗这样说。
I think his terminology is more along these lines.
保罗呢？保罗也是讲到同样的事。
He says to walk worthy of his calling.
他说呢，与我们行事为人与所蒙的恩相似，相称。
He uses the same phrase in Colossians, Ephesians, 1 Thessalonians.
保罗呢，在加拉太书、哥罗西书，还有呢，和帖撒罗尼迦前书讲到同样的事。
Fear is about reverent respect.
敬畏是讲到敬虔的尊敬，一种敬虔的敬意。
Fear is about recognizing that He is Lord.
乃是认识到他是主。
One of the hymns we sang before spoke of this.
我们刚才唱的一首诗歌讲到这件事。
He is Lord and Savior.
他是主和救主。
We experience His salvation. We know that we have been redeemed.
我们经历了他的救恩，所以我们知道我们是他所赎回的。
But part of that completed work in our submission to Him is to see Him as Lord.
那么我们要把自己交给他的意思呢，就是我们要把他当成主。
And to see him as Lord means that we submit to him and his schedule.
把他当成主呢，就是把我们自己交给他，交给他的计划。
In his time.
按照他的时间。
In his way.
按照他的方式。
The next chapter in 1 Peter.
彼得前书第三章。
He puts it another way.
他这样说。
He says in 1 Peter 3:15.
三章十五节。
But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts.And always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心里盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
It's a unique phrase here that Peter uses, sanctify the Lord God in your heart.
彼得在这里用了一个特别的词，就是呢，要心里尊主基督为圣。
In my study, it's the only time that I see it used in the New Testament.
那我在读新约的时候
I believe there's only one other time in the Old Testament that is used in a similar way.
在新约里面只用了一次，在旧约里面同样只用了一次。
So what does it mean to sanctify the Lord God in our heart?
在心里面尊主耶稣基督为主是什么意思呢？
To sanctify is to make holy.
就是呢，成为圣洁。
And to make holy is to be set apart.
那么成为圣洁呢，就是要分开。
We set apart the Lord in our heart.
那么就是在我们心中把主分出来。
What that means is to give him the first place.
就是让他在我们心中居首位。
To recognize his holiness.
认识到他的圣洁。
I think when we do that,
当我们这样做的时候，那么我们就对了。
To give a corollary to Paul.
那么引到保罗的时候。
He would say, it's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me.
保罗说，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It's sanctifying Christ.As Lord of our hearts,
就是尊耶稣基督为我们心里的主。
When we're walking in a way where He is our Lord,
当
we walk in fear.
当我们行事为人，尊他为主的时候，我们就是存着敬畏的心。
It means that He is in control.
就是他来掌管。
Submitting every thought, taking every thought captive and submitting it to the Lord.
就是把我们的每一个意念都交给主。
So if we know that our time is exchange time,
如果我们知道我们的时间是被交换的时间,
if we know that the walk that we have must be in fear,
如果我们知道行事为人要存敬畏的心,
what is the sojourn that we take day to day?
那么我们每天的行程要如何呢?
And if you will, turn with me to Psalm 84.
那么我们一起打开诗篇第84篇。
Psalm 84 is a psalm of the sons of Korah.
诗篇84篇是可拉后裔的诗。
They were part of the music ministry with David.
他们是在大卫时代来在音乐上来服侍的。
And these sons of Korah, whoever it was that actually wrote this psalm,
无论是哪一个可拉后裔所写的这首诗,
specifically we don't know,
我们其实是不知道的。
But they saw the blessedness of God's house.
但是他们看到神的家所带来的祝福。
And their heart was to follow him and his presence.
所以他们心是要跟从主和他的同在。
It spoke of the blessedness of fellowship.
他讲到与主交通的福气。
Of communion with God.
与神交通。
And if you read Psalm 84,
我们读诗篇84篇的时候,
we know the very familiar verse, verse 10.
我们知道第十节是非常熟悉的。
For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
在你的院宇住一日,胜似在别处住千日,宁肯在我神殿中看门,不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
And if we go back to verse 5, I think this speaks to our sojourn.
我们回到第五节的时候,就是讲到我们寄居的日子。
Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
靠你有力量,心中向往西安大道的,这人便为有福。
What does it mean to have a heart set on pilgrimage?
什么叫做心里面向往着寄居客旅呢?
It means a heart is set on the Lord's things.
讲到呢,乃是我们的心是向着主的。
Here the sons of Korah set their heart on the blessedness of God's house and serving.
可拉的后裔这里面讲到的是说我们的心向着神的殿。
We know this word sojourn is used many times in the Bible.
我们知道在圣经里面寄居这个词使用了很多次。
In some translations, the word sojourner is translated pilgrim.
那么寄居这个词呢, 有的时候也翻译成朝圣者。
Sojourn is a journey.
那么寄居呢, 乃是一段旅程。
It speaks that we're not to just be planted in one place.
讲到呢,我们不是只在一个地方居住。
Now for us, it doesn't mean that we live as nomads.
不是说呢,我们生活着像...
Nomads, we don't just roam from place to place.
讲到我们不是呢,像,不是流浪者从一处流浪到另外一处。
But we realize that this world is not just it.
而是让我们知道呢,这个世界不单,不是我们的家。
Paul says we're citizens of heaven.
保罗说呢,我们是天国的居民。So
easy for us to define ourselves in so many different ways.
所以呢,在这个世界上我们可能被磨成各样的人。
I'm a New Yorker.
我可以被定义成是纽约人。I'm
Italian.
我是意大利人。I'm
Chinese.
我被定义为成中国人。I'm
a prosecutor.
我是一个检察官。But
many different ways we can define ourselves.
有很多的方式可以来定义我们是谁。
We are citizens of heaven.
我们乃是天国的子民。
This world we live in just a sojourn we're going through.
我们所生活的这个世界乃是我们旅程中的一站。
The best example in the Old Testament is Abraham.
那么在旧约中最好的例子就是亚伯拉罕。
Abraham's life is recounted in Hebrews.
那么在希伯来书中又重述了他的生活。
And we know the verses where it talks about how he lived by faith.
我们知道那些经文讲到他是因信而活。
And he didn't know where he was going.
他不知道要到哪里去。
He lived like a foreigner.
他像一个外人一样。
And if you've ever been a foreigner in a place, it's a different way of living than a resident.
那么如果你曾经到外国居住过，你就知道作为一个外人和当地的居民的生活是不一样的。
I think we need to realize that all things in this world will truly pass away.
我们要知道在世上的一切都要过去。
It's easy for us to say that we don't hold on to earthly things.
对我们来讲说我们不要抓住这个地上的事情 这样说是很容易的。
But our culture inundates us with things.
但是呢我们的文化却让我们要抓住世上的事。
The American dream.
美国梦。
Get married.
结婚。
You buy a car.
买车。
You buy a house.
买房。
I own this car.
我这是我的车
I own this house,
这是我的房子
my property,
这是我的财产
it's all fading away.
都要过去
We know that Paul says we took nothing into this world and we can take nothing out of it.
保罗告诉我们说这些世上的事情我们没有一样可以抓住可以带走
But there are more subtle things that we hold on to too.
但是呢也有一些不重要的事情我们同样抓住
Even our school or our jobs,
我们的学校，我们的工作
become so easy to become the centerpiece of our life.
很容易成为我们生活的中心。
But when we sojourn, we're walking in fear, and it's not about these earthly things.
但是呢，当我们过聚居的生活的时候呢，却不是跟这些世上的事情是没有关系的。
At the end of 1 Peter, Peter gives this clue a little bit about where he's writing from.
那么在彼得前书最后的时候彼得呢给我们一些线索告诉我们说他为什么要写这封书信
He says in chapter 5 verse 13
彼得前书第五章第十三节
She who is in Babylon elect together with you greets you and so does Mark my son
在巴比伦与你们同盟节选的教会问你们安我儿子马可也问你们安
Wherever Peter was he wasNot with these immediate churches that he was writing to.
不论彼得在哪里面，他没有跟呢他收他书信的教会在一起。
Most scholars believe that he was writing from Babylon.
很多学者相信呢，他在那个时候他在巴比伦。
Not an easy place.
不是一个很容易的地方。
I don't think that we live in an easy time either.
我相信呢，我们所住的地方也不容易。
These are difficult days.
对我们来讲，这是艰难的时期。
Many Christians don't know how to live with the new culture that we're faced with.
很多基督徒不知道我们在我们今天所面临的这种新的文化当中，应当如何生活。
There's pressure coming from all sides.
从各个方面来的压力。
I think even in some ways Christians are starting to taste a little bit of persecution.
那么基督徒呢，已经开始尝受到一点逼迫的味道。
Even this topic of homosexuality.
即使讲到同性恋。
So easy to be ridiculed and pressed down because of your faith.
因为你的信心的缘故，很容易的你就感到有压力。
But we know what the truth is.
但是我们知道真理。
And when we stand for the truth, there's a cost to that.
当我们为真理而站立的时候，就有十字架。
The same thing when we go on a sojourn, there's a cost to that.
同样的，当我们过寄居的时候，寄居的生活的时候呢，也有十字架。
Because a sojourner is not just a pilgrim.
因为呢，寄居者不单单是一个朝圣者。
So pilgrim doesn't live the most comfortable life.
那么朝圣者他们的生活是不容易的。
Sojourner is also a stranger.
那么寄居的呢，同样的也是陌生的陌生人。
We are not of this world.
我们不属于这个世界。
We're children of light.
我们是光明之子。
We should not appear as people of this world.
我们不当与这个世界上的人与他像他们一样。
When someone finds out that we are Christians, they shouldn't be surprised.
当有人发现我们是基督徒的时候，他们不应当为此而感到吃惊。
Should almost be like, I knew there was something different about you.
人的反应应该是说，其实我知道你与我们有一些不一样的地方。
You're always so joyful.
你总是那么喜乐。
So full of grace.
你总是那样的恩慈。
So full of mercy.
你总是那样的怜悯。
Always helpful.
总是助人为乐
Always diligent,
总是那样的勤奋
works well in teams,
主啊在组里面努力的工作
Always serving,
总是服侍
Always giving,
总是付出
Just think of the list goes on and on
就这可以他们可以一直说下去
That's not the world
这不是世界
The world is all out for number one yourself
在这个世界上我自己总是第一位的
We are to live as servants of the king.
我们的生活乃是要来服侍王。
So there should be something different about the way that we live.
那么我们的生活方式应当与众不同。
This is something we learn over time.
这是我们啊，我们逐渐来学习的。
The Lord reveals to us how things in this world are passing away.
神向我们启示这个世上的东西，一切都要过去。
I've heard this same perspective from many people when they're at the end of their life.
那么在许多人他们生命结束的时候呢，我听到呢他们讲同样的事。
People never say at the end of their life, I wish that I worked more.
人要过去的时候，要结束他们生命的时候，从来不会说我懊悔我没有做更多的工作。
I wish I made more money.
或者我赚了更多的钱。
What people say is, I wish, at least Christians, what they say is, I wish that I served the Lord more and spent more time with my family.
而基督徒呢，常常是说，我盼望我更多的服侍了主，我与我的家在一起呢，有更多的时间与我的家在一起。
I know for myself, I feel like early on in my Christian life, I wasted many years.
那我对我自己来讲，在我基督徒的早期的生活里面，我发现我浪费了许多的光阴。
I was saved when I was 12 years old.
我12岁的时候就得救了。
And then I wandered from the Lord for many years during high school and college.
我在高中和大学的时候呢，我曾经流浪了很多年。
And it was a time in my life where I felt very guilty for the time that I wasted.
那么在这一段时间，我所浪费的这段时间，让我啊心里面感到很多的愧疚。
I had this regret for opportunities that I had lost.
我呢真的是为着我所失去的机会而感到内疚。
I can only think about the different people who I could have shared the gospel with over all those years.
我想到在那么多年有许多人我可以和他们分享福音。
When we speak of redeeming the time and walking in fear on this sojourn,
当我们讲到说赎回光阴，存着敬畏的心过寄居的日子的时候，
if we feel like we've wasted time in the past,
如果我们感到过去我们浪费了时间，
let it only be that it makes us look forward to right now.
让我们现在呢，就让我们回想过去浪费那些时间的时候，我们向前看的时候，主，我们就更有目标。
The enemy would love to keep us in that state of guilt and regret.
仇敌呢，乃是要让我们停留在我们内心感到有罪恶感和内疚的阶段。
But we live in the now.
但是呢，我们活在现在。
The Old Testament in Joel talks about restoring the years that the locust had eaten.
那么在约拿
书 Joel
okay, 在约拿书里面呢则是讲到说我们要
restore the years that the locust have eaten
啊，在那约拿书里面讲到说被蝗虫所吃掉的时间我们要把它恢复过来。
The Lord uses all these things in our past
神用我们过去所发生的一切的事
and can even redeem them for his glory
为着他的荣耀也可以让我们赎回。
So we don't live in what we didn't do
不是呢，我们不是活在过去我们没有做成的里面。
But now we take steps forward on this sojourn.
而是呢，在我们寄居的日子，我们向前跨出一步。
Paul says to awake.
主耶啊，保罗说我们要警醒。
In Romans 13, he says, "Awake, for it's high time to wake out of sleep."
那么在罗马书十三章讲到说我们要醒过来。
And as we look forward, let's not plan too far into the future either.
然后我们向前看的时候呢，也不要计划的把未来计划的太远。
I was really blessed by this book that Andrew Murray wrote, "Abide in Christ."
那么安德烈所写的那本书《住在基督里》对我们实在是一种祝福。
And one of the chapters in this book spoke about the verse in 1 John that if you abide in Him, you will not sin.
那么其中呢，讲到有一节讲到约翰福音一章里面说，如果我们住在主里，我们就不会犯罪。
Should be an encouraging verse, but I was actually very discouraged.
那本来是一节很鼓励我们的经文，但是呢，却使我呢感到沮丧。
I think it's because I had this perspective that abiding in Christ, I thought about it next year, the year after, and 10 years from now, abiding in Him and never sinning again.
那么，因为呢，我本来以为住在主里面是讲到啊未来的一年、未来的十年、在将来的事情。
Andrew Murray put it very well.
那么安德烈他讲的穆安德烈他讲的很好
Abide in Christ in this moment
但是说此刻住在主里面
Because if you abide in him right now,
如果你现在住在主里面,
then you don't sin.
你就不会犯罪。
And you please him.
你使他喜悦。
In the same way, let's live for the Lord and redeem the time right now.
同样的，让我们今天住在主里面，现在就赎回光阴。
Not focusing on the past or the future.
不是呢，看过去或者看未来。
But the now.
而是现在。
May the Lord speak to our hearts as a, not just as individuals, but as a body.
愿主对我们不单单对我们个人说话呢，也是对着他的身体说话。
I think the Lord is looking forward to returning.
主要回来。
And we are called to hasten his return.
我们呢，呼召蒙召要催促他的再来。
We're called to be those that are preparing for that day as the bride.
他呼召我们要像心腹预备他回来一样。
So let's live in that way of conducting ourselves throughout the time of our sojourning here, wherever that sojourn may take us, in fear for him.
同样的，让我们预备好自己，让我们活在这个世上做这个聚集的日子的时候，主啊，我们能够存着敬畏的心。
In closing, a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful that you have given us your word.
主，我们感谢你把你的话赐给我们。
Pray that you would really show us and reveal to us what it means to walk in fear.
主啊，我们求你真的是向我们启示，来教导我们如何存着敬畏的心来行事为人。
So thankful for my brothers and sisters who have walked with you for so many years.
为着那些与你同行的许多弟兄姐妹，主，我们感谢你。
And now we pray for all of us, Lord, that we would all live in a way that's redeeming the time now.
我们也为每一个弟兄姐妹祷告，使我们的生活真的是能够让我们能够赎回光阴。
We can only do this as you lead us.
只有当你引导我们的时候，我们才能够如此。
Show us your way.
向我们显明你的道路。
Lord, we need you to lead us in the way that we should go in paths of everlasting.
我们需要主你来带领我们，让我们能够走在这条路上。
We commit to you this word back to you now.
我们把这些话交回在你的手里。
In your precious name we pray.
靠你宝贵的名祷告。阿门。
Amen. Mm-hmm.